Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and for the few minutes that I have with you, I pray that you'll stay tuned, and I pray that this little segment that I have will be an encouragement to you as I talk to you from God's Word and share with you stories that I have experienced. God bless you today, but first I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all of those that are not born again today, that you'll give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And let them realize, God, that the only way into you, Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And let them know and draw them into mercy and grace, and let them know that they must be born again. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Amen. You know, a friend of mine told me that one of the highlights in her childhood would be a surprise picnic that her mother would have for her and her brothers and sisters. You know, these picnics were not like most. She said many times that she would come home from school and her mom would have a picnic basket out and a tablecloth spread on the living room floor. And there would be a spread of butter and peaches. And her mom and brothers, they would pretend like they had made some great trip seeing wondrous sights. And though the family had some hard times and their mom had to struggle raising the family to make them believe that the picnic was always one of the brighter highlights of her days. And my friend also said it wasn't until she was older that she understood the picnics that her mom had. She realized as she got older that the days that the picnics were the days that they had no food. And to keep them afloat, she would make a picnic basket and pretend like they were on this great trip. And she didn't want her children to be afraid and to be worried about not having anything to eat. And, you know, she took a situation that was bad, and she made it into something good. She made it into a picnic, and she got out the basket of faith. And her family was blessed, and what was a bitter time, could have been a very bitter time, was turned into a sweet thing, because this mother not only had a basket of faith, but she walked in faith. But today I think about another mother who put her child in a basket of faith. In Exodus 2:3 it says, "And when she could no longer hide him, she took him an ark of bulrushes." And that is talking about the mother of baby Moses. The law had been passed that all the babies in Egypt, all the baby boys were to be killed. And this little mother would not give in to the government to kill her baby. And when she could hide him no longer, what Moses' mother did, she made a basket of faith, and she put Moses in and put him afloat in the bulrushes. And we know the story that Pharaoh's daughter, the very one that gave the order to kill the babies, she fell in love. Her father, who had made this law, God put it in her heart to take this little boy out of the bulrushes and raise him as her own, and that was Moses. And I come to tell you today, some of you might be having a hard time. Some of you might be facing some difficult situations. But I'm telling you to get out your basket of faith. Put this thing, this trouble, whatever you're going through, put it in that basket of faith and put it afloat with your faith and believe God to take care of it, and He will. I heard preachers one time in a convention. They were given their definitions of faith, and these great preachers, they read scriptures and they told about faith and different things of the scriptures, what the scriptures said. And after all the preachers had done their talking and explaining, they asked a little boy that was at the end of the line. He was about 7 years old. They said, "Son, what do you think faith is?" And he kind of shuffled around a little bit and he said, "Well, I reckon faith is taking God at His word." And today, I'm going to pass that on to you. That's the best explanation I've heard in a long, long time. Faith is taking God at His word. Take whatever problem you have, put it in a basket of faith, that is a faith of taking God at His word, and put it out there and trust God to handle it. And He can take that situation, and like Joseph told his brothers, what you meant for evil, God turned it around and meant for good to save many lives. What He did for one, He'll do for another. Get out your baskets of faith today and believe God for miracles, for He will bless you if you will trust Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way.